Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and I'm with Urban Buzz Magazine, and I have Dale Lawrence on the line with me, and he has a book out called Soul Ties. Dale Lawrence, tell us a little bit about Soul Ties.
Soul Ties is the trilogy book that I am currently not only writing but touring on. My first installment is How to Detox from Toxic Relationships. Soul Ties 2 is Love, Lust, and Lies. And Soul Ties is the spiritual and emotional link to an idea, an entity, or an individual.
Okay.
And I talk about a systematic process on how to break toxic souls.
Wow. So now, that's rich. Is it strictly talking about relationships or just relationships in general?
It's talking about your three major relationships with your family, with your friends, and with your lovers. So I like to say it like this, with your kinship, friendship, and skinships.
Skinships! Yo, Dale, stop playing with me early. I told you I have a joyful spirit, and something like skinship just will take me
out. Let's get it popping.
Okay. Be like, hey, can we have a little skinship? Okay.
They sit on the skin. Can I rub on the skin?
Okay.
I kiss on the skin? And then that leaves the sin.
You said it right, sir. Skinship is sin. So I laugh.
Yeah.
I'm not playing. Don't do skinship unless you're married. Okay.
That's it.
All right. So, you're a man and I'm a woman. And
yeah. We're
both Christians. And
yeah. There
should be a discrepancy about how we go about building relationships as opposed
sure.
to how the world dictates how we should build relationships. So, what's your point of view on that?
I believe that relationships first should start with a foundation of communication that
mm-hmm.
leads to friendship.
Right.
I believe that there cannot be a real friendship, or let alone anything else, without a solid foundation of friendship. You
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And I also agree with there should be some sort of agreement in status. So, you know, me being single, when my girlfriends are always like, so what are you looking for? I always say my C's, Christ, communication, consistency, and we need to complement each other, that we should be compatible. So if I have a house, I want you to have a house. If I have a car, I want you to have a car. If I got money, I want you to have money. You know, they laugh at me. What would you say about that?
I believe that that's right on time. I believe that in the process of that communication for the Friendship Foundation,
mm-hmm.
I believe that both parties should be open and honest.
Mm-hmm.
And because usually, you know, somebody has an agenda.
A hidden agenda. Say it.
Right. Yeah, they have an agenda. And I believe that the agenda should never be hidden. They should be public.
Mm. Okay.
That way, the other person can deliberate and see if you all can come to an agreement, or if both parties are going to, no, we're not going to, you know, go in this direction. We're going to just stay in that direction.
Right.
So communication is really the cornerstone of all relationships.
Now, they have a show, I think, I don't know the name of it, nor will I say it, but I think it's on the concept of people just meet and get married. There was no, they know each other
yeah.
from this place to that place.
Show.
Okay. What do you say about people who have done that and quote unquote think they've been successful at that, got married, everything is still in the honeymoon stages? What do you think about that? Do you think that there's
what?
Love at first sight? Do you think that someone can meet each other and immediately they're like, bam, that's it. We should
no,
be together.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
I believe that there's infatuation at first sight. I believe
mm-hmm.
that there's lust at first sight that feels like love. That feels like love.
Uh-huh.
But I believe that all relationships have a cycle of phases. And like you said, that honeymoon phase, that infatuation phase, is the first phase, chemical phase that you feel that is released in your body, and that's what you're always going to feel. But it's not always intelligent to
Ooh.
Make a, you know,
mm-hmm.
mental decision off an emotional high.
Dale, don't make me fall out my chair. That was good. That was good. That was good.
It's a decision. You deliberate. You would go in and sign it for your house drunk. Right?
Right.
You would not be negotiating the merger of a corporation that you own. You wouldn't go in there high looking at the paperwork.
Right.
So, you know, it takes deliberation. It takes time. It takes stages of learning that you have to know in order for you to make that decision. So, no, I don't believe in that at all.
Well, you answered that 100% correctly. I totally agree with you. So what inspired you to write the book, Soul Ties?
Well, what inspired me to write it was I started to notice in my adulthood patterns, and they were patterns of pain that I was causing to others and that I was causing to myself. And it calls for me to have a come to Jesus moment. It calls for me to really just dissect and deliberate with myself as to why am I like this? Why do I choose the people that I choose? Why do I continue in the behavior that I continue in? So it led me to take a walk down memory lane and really break open and unpack my family situation.
Okay.
The fact that I didn't have a relationship with my father, that he left before I was born. The fact that my mother had been molested and given away by her mother, and then had this kind of aloof and detached emotional set where she didn't give me a motherly love that I needed to have. And she was abusive, both verbally and physically. Then she married another man that was abusive, and here I witnessed him abusing her for 10 years, him abusing me physically for 10 years. So, I mean, my whole adolescent life. So it calls for me, it was really a self-project, and it turned into a book that so many people related to.
Right.
And I ended up writing, it was therapeutic for me in a time that I was going to therapy and I was healing from these things. And once I wrote the book and I published it, I found out that thousands of people not only went through similar things or what I went through, but they were being helped by the information. And that's when I began to pray about it. And God said, okay, this is a ministry. This is a movement. You're going to write 3 books. And that's what led to this year's announcement of a 100-city tour to go all over the country and to tell people about the message of Toxic Soul Ties and how to get delivered from them.
Man, that is awesome. That is awesome. And, and just congratulations. And, you know, I believe we're in a state of recognizing that we need help to build better relationships. I think we've been through enough that you start saying to yourself, okay, I'm the common denominator, you know, out of everything, you know. And that's what I always say. I say, well, that somebody's the common denominator if you can't stay in a proper relationship, in any relationship, friends, you know, family, people of interest. How important is it? I think people don't value relationships not everybody, but I don't think people value or understand the importance of having a relationship, family, business, intimate partners, to be wed. Can you just, because we need to be in good, healthy relationships in every area of our life, because Adam could have just stayed by himself rocking in the garden. If that was the case.
Right, right. You know, God said it's not good for man to be alone. And it's something in that, in isolation. You really allow for the enemy to really talk to you. This is the reason why isolation is the highest form of punishment in our prison systems. You know, they say going in the hole. Because in isolation, they said after, you know, 40 days, they call it the being effect. And it's when your mind flips, it beams something happens in your mind and you're never the same again. And you, I believe you go into, you know, word to get out that sunken place. So we need relationships. We need relationships to identify with the things that we like. We need relationships to feel loved and to feel the camaraderie of what God wanted us to feel all along. So yes, definitely. I think that, you know, it is wise to say for people to get books like mine and listen to radio shows like yours, or to really learn about relationships. I feel like this: if you can study to drive a car, you should be able to study something to be married or to be in a relationship.
I totally agree with you. I'm so excited about your tour. I'm so excited about you being just a man and a man of God that's able to, like you said, it turned into ministry to go out into all the world and explain to people the importance of relationships, how to get rid of toxic relationships, and how to heal properly to be in good relationships. So tell us your website so they can go, or where they can find out what city or state you're going to be in, and
definitely
where they can get tickets or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. Go to Facebook. I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Soul Ties Trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And my website is DaleLawrence.com. That's 1L, DaleLawrence.com. And that's where you'll find all information dealing with me and the Soul Ties movement.
Okay. Now that we got that out, Dale Lawrence also is a former gospel rap artist. What?
Yes.
Stop playing.
Yes, I am.
So tell us about that part of your career and what you learned, and are you going to return back to the mic, or what's going on with you? Because now we done moved it to the exclusive part of it.
Right. Well, you know what? When I originally started my career through the rap group 3-6 Mafia out of Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
I was signed to them, and then God pulled me out of there, changed my life, pulled me out of there. And I went immediately into hip-hop ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up signing who I believe are the bedrock artists of the hip-hop gospel movement, and that is Canton Jones and Molly Music.
Yes, sir.
Both of those artists were signed by me on my label. Cool. And we toured the world, man, saving young people and presenting this gospel. But, you know, I feel like, you know, one season, you do a season, and then that season is over, especially for hip-hop.
Right.
Because hip-hop is such a young man's sport, you know. And I'm 41 years old, so it was time for me to transition into the next move.
Right.
And God said the next move was this Soul Ties movement. So,
man. And so now that just actually puts a stamp and solidify what you're doing, because to come from doing hip hop and touring, I'm not going to say too much about the girls because I don't care if it was Christian rap, just being out there with the women, you know, I'm sure you saw some things. But thank you so much. Thank you so much for stopping by UrbanBuzzMag.com. We really love our key players. We love people who allow us to share the platform with them and trust us as a media partner. So I thank you, Mr. Dale Lawrence, for coming through. I'm looking forward to catching up with you on the tour circuit. And thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Nigeria. I really appreciate this. God bless you and your platform and all that you do.
Thank you so much.